Blog Talk Radio.
Minimum payments in the short run really mean maximum payments in the long run, because you're just going to be paying so much interest month after month, year after year. You're really going to be making the banks and the credit card issuers rich. But I know now that I like being on the other side of the equation. I don't only want to be a consumer who is spending and then paying interest. I like being a saver and an investor, somebody who's collecting interest.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Midday Money Show, your weekly shot of uncommon financial good sense. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and I love talking about all things as they relate to your money. So, Happy New Year, Team Debt-Free. How are you? Hopefully your time off was fruitful, restful, productive. I had a working holiday, if you will. And what was I working on, you might ask? Well, I have been knee-deep in planning, preparation, and details for this new year and new you financial summit. You may have heard me mention this, and so now we are on the cusp of releasing the summit to you for your consumption. I'm so pumped about the 20 plus personal finance experts that we have in store, ready to offer you advice on how to master your money and skip the resolutions in 2017. We want this to be a year that you create a financial action plan that works. Seriously, folks. So you may have heard me talk about this. You can head over to rockstarfinancialsummit.com, or of course you can get all of these resources when you head over to my website, debtfreedivas.org. Just to wet your whistle of tidbits, I'm going to share a couple snippets from some of the interviews that I had with a couple of fabulous ladies. Lynette Kalfani Cox is an award-winning news financial journalist. She is the author of a New York best-selling book called Zero Debt. She also knows what it takes to climb out of a debt hole, because she was able to dig herself out of $100,000 in credit card debts. And she says that doesn't include mortgage or student loans or car notes or anything, just credit card debt. And she was able to do that in 3 years. And so she is on and is part of our speakers list to talk about what we need to do if we feel like we're behind the eight ball. You know, the expert advice is always start early. Take advantage of compounding interest. Let that sit and grow over 30 or 40 years and retire comfortably. But what if you didn't take advantage of that advice or that information in your 20s? Maybe you didn't know about it. Maybe just life happened and you weren't able to. So now you find yourself in your 40s and 50s and beyond. What do you need to do to catch up financially and put yourself and your family in a position where you have a firm financial foundation? So that's what Lynette is on to talk to us about. And she kept it real, first of all. She kept it real, but she also kept it practical. And so I'm going to let you listen to just a snippet of her interview, just to get so you can get an idea of what's in store for you this week or this coming week on the New Year Summit.
When you're in debt, you're just overwhelmed. You're like, where do I begin? So the short answer, though, to answer your question is I did a lot of steps. For one, I stopped paying minimum payments. Like, I've totally learned that minimum payments are really just a trap, you know. Minimum payments in the short run really mean maximum payments in the long run, because you're just going to be paying so much interest month after month, year after year. You're really going to be making the banks and the credit card issuers rich. But I know now that I like being on the other side of the equation. I don't only want to be a consumer who is spending and then paying interest. I like being a saver and an investor, somebody who's interest. So I stopped that minimum payment thing and started doubling and tripling my payments. I always paid much more aggressively. I took windfalls and I used them wisely. So a windfall, you know, I was not out there playing the lottery, but some rare souls might win the lottery, but that's not what I'm talking about. A lot of us get windfalls in our everyday life. You get an income tax refund check, you know, and the IRS says the average refund check now is about $3,000. So that's a good chunk of money to be able to pay off debt.
Right.
Bonuses on the job, when I got year-end bonuses, holiday gift money, birthday, any little extra a source of funds outside of my normal income that I received, I put towards the debt. I used those windfalls wisely. I stopped the frivolous spending. Now, I'm not going to lie. I still love to travel, okay? And I'm always gone somewhere. But back then, I was just traveling. I was like, I'll just put it on a credit card. I'll worry about paying for it later. Okay. I want to go. I want to get away. But I don't do that, obviously, now. But at the time, because I was still traveling, like, you know, I travel now, but I traveled without a plan. I traveled without a payoff plan even to understand how I was going to get rid of the debt that I was amassing. So I had to cut back, obviously, on those kinds of things. I even made some tough choices. My two older children, now they're 19 and 17. I have a third child now as well with my second husband, the love of my life, Earl Cox. I got it right. Ladies, let me tell you, you can get it right the second time around, okay? There's hope. There is hope. Y'all don't want me to get started talking about, you know, divorce and the money issues there, because I was the one who was paying the alimony and the child support, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, I was saying that my older two kids, they were, who are right now 19 and 17, when they were in kindergarten and in preschool, okay? Now, you know this is crazy. I was paying for private school tuition for them, a very good, you know, top private school here in New Jersey. I'm talking to the tune of $20,000 a piece,
yeah. Okay,
for a kindergartner.
Wow, okay.
You know, you have to understand how I was raised, right? Look, my daddy was a shoeshine man. His father was a shoeshine man. They were from Harlem, and his father was a shoeshine man. My mom was a secretary. She was a cashier. My mom never made much money in her life,
mm-hmm.
And my parents are both now in their 70s. My parents are divorced. They divorced when I was 7 years old. But even though my parents had a lot of money battles and arguments themselves,
mm-hmm.
And even though they were not very well educated, they always taught us, their daughters. My parents had five daughters together. And then when my dad later remarried, he had another daughter, my sister Tiffany. They always taught us all that education is a pathway forward. And in my household, when we were growing up, it was like, which college will you be attending? It wasn't like, are you going to college? It was, which college will you be attending?
Right.
So all five of us went to college, you know. Mm-hmm. Three of us got graduate degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same three of us became business owners as well. So in my head at the time when I was using my credit card checks, basically, to pay this, you know, outrageously high private school tuition for my kids, I was rationalizing it and I was justifying it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, okay, well, you sacrifice. As a parent, this is what you do. You have to really try to make it happen for your kids. Give them every advantage, every leg up, give them a head start. So in my head, I was, you know, rationalizing it. I didn't realize that, of course, that was actually the wrong thing to do. You know, that was showing my kids, even though they were little, you know, a bad example, showing others even a bad example,
right.
Because I was living a lifestyle that I just couldn't afford in terms of trying to have certain educational pursuits for my children. So what I ended up doing, Tony, was I took them out of that very expensive private school,
mm-hmm.
And then I put them in a much less expensive private school, and then ultimately I put them in public school.
Okay.
And girl, you know them kids are just fine.
You said 17 and 19 now?
Yes. So my daughter, Aziza, when she finished in high school, she was a National Merit Scholar.
Wow.
She was a student. My son, equally a great student.
Uh-huh.
They're both super smart kids. We live in a great school district. And so all of that fretting and angst and worrying that I was doing, and I find a lot of people do that, especially us mommies. You know, we're like really, you know, we want to be on point for our kids with school and their education and their, you know, college prospects. But all that worrying and stress that I did, I was like, I really did not have to stress myself out like that. You know, those kids would be fine, you know. So, but I made some tough choices, and ultimately putting them in public school, it was a very good choice and a good move for us, and also a money-saving move.
This episode is sponsored by Personal Capital, a free online tool that helps you keep track of your personal finances, folks. Track your spending, manage your investments, and keep up with everything through their secure mobile app. You can support the Midday Money Show and take advantage of this fabulous free tool by creating a free account with Personal Capital. Head over to debtfreedivas.org/personal, and we'll show you the way. Another one of the just amazing guest that we have on this week was Letitia Stiles. So Letitia is a former investment analyst. She has 2 degrees. She does have a background in finance, but Spanish. But she emerged from college with debt and limited job prospects and had to kind of overcome $22,000 in credit card debt. And one of the things that we don't talk about a lot on the Midday Money Show, and I'm so glad that I was able to have this conversation with Letitia, is some of the other tools. Like, I'm all for head down, snowball your debt, get it under control, budget, rein in your spending, like create your budgeting muscle. I'm all for that. But sometimes your debt might be a little overwhelming and you need to take advantage of some of those external tools that are legally available to help you. One of the things that Letitia talks about is her experience working with a credit counselor. And so I'm so grateful to her insight and tips and kind of just sharing that process. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of a snippet of her story here. But again, you definitely want to be registered for this summit. And I'll tell you more about just how you can get connected with this free summit after this.
And I just stopped using the credit totally. And I went to only using the cash that was coming in. So just my paycheck for all of my budget items, as well as paying off the, you know, the credit card debt.
How difficult was that going? Was it a cold turkey kind of thing where you just like, today I'm stopping using credit cards, or did you kind of gradually morph into that?
No, that was a cold turkey thing. The funny thing is that, you know, some of those credit cards were already delinquent because when I had graduated, I couldn't find a job. And so, you know, that was, you know, sort of the easy thing to push off to the side.
Right.
And so some of them I wasn't able to even spend on anyway, but there were some other ones that I was still using and kind of holding on to kind of help me keep going. And so it was a cold turkey moment. I said, I'm no longer using these credit cards. I actually linked up with a consumer credit counseling company that's a nonprofit company that helped me to kind of negotiate some things and get some fee concessions and some interest rate reductions and things like that. And so I didn't even have the ability to use credit cards anymore. I had to immediately just everything got cut out.
Oh, I have a couple of questions about that process, but before we get there, because that's really interesting. And a tool I think that people really need to understand and understand how it works and understand if that's something that will work for them. But let's talk about that date that you set. You set a 3-year date in the future. Did you set that date based on any kind of calculations, or did you just kind of say, I feel in my spirit I got about 3 years that I can focus on this and I need to have it done then? How did you come up with that date?
Interestingly enough, I think it was just me saying 3 years was manageable. I didn't specifically calculate it. You know, when you go with the credit counseling company that I went with, they typically create 3-year plans. And so I think that was sort of, you know, that sort of factored into it. But I know that 3 years, if I could go back, I probably would focus on doing it within 2 years.
Really?
That second year I started to kind of let go of things just a little bit, and it was a little bit harder to kind of keep my motivation. But then,
so Lynette and Letitia are, again, just two of the 20 plus personal finance experts we have offering free advice and lessons learned during the New Year New You Financial Summit. The summit runs January 9th through the 13th. All replays, all summit videos are absolutely free during the week, so you want to make sure you're registered. We also have some phenomenal sponsors, and we're still wrapping up some of those details, but I can tell you that we are giving away one free phone plus 3 months of free service for Republic Wireless, and I personally use Republic Wireless myself for my cell phone services. They are crazy affordable, crazy inexpensive, and one of the things that I love about Republic Wireless is that they refund, none of this rollover minute stuff, they refund any money that I don't use for my data plan throughout the month. So my bill, honestly, for cell phone service, my bill runs about $20 a month. And that is for, of course, unlimited calls and texts. But I do have a data plan of 1 gig a month for cell service, I should say that, and unlimited Wi-Fi data. So as long as you can kind of control that, which I never, again, like I said, I think my actual service is like $25 or $30 or something like that a month, and I regularly get $10 or $15 a refund each month because I rarely, I think one time I actually hit my limit. And then it's not like you go over, you just stop. So you just have to wait, or you can, you know, you can re-up or whatever. So I was like a couple of days out, and so I had to make sure I was on Wi-Fi if I wanted to use my data plan. So that being said, Republic Wireless is one of our sponsors for the summit. We also have some additional giveaways that we're going to be announcing. There's a lot of stuff still, it's kind of fluid. Things are still kind of working themselves out. So you want to make sure you are registered for the conference. Head over to rockstarfinancialsummit.com and reserve your seat. It's free. What do you have to lose? And believe me, even if you can't attend one of the sessions at the scheduled time, the replays are all free. So you want to get on that list and you'll have access to everything moving forward. Whew, that was a mouthful. So hopefully your new year started out on the right foot. Connect with us because we're aiming to help you get there. We really want 2017 to be a banner financial year for you, Team Debt Free. That's all I have for you guys this week. I'll be back again next week, but until we chat again, you all have a great money week.